Sunlight is good for human health, and even the small percentage of it that's ultraviolet is good, because it makes our skin generate vitamin D. But as you know, too much UV can give you a burn, and too many burns can spell skin cancer down the road. Right now, the sun's UV is at its strongest of the year. About 1% of the light hitting a sunbather is UV, which translates into a million trillion photons per second. All are capable of altering DNA. And indeed, epidemiologists have found that every 1% increase in lifetime UV exposure produces a 1% hike in skin cancer incidence. Obviously, the bottom line is, avoid most of it. Easier said than done. Hiding under a beach umbrella is not good enough, because one-third of UV scatters in the atmosphere and comes at you sideways. Distant mountains appear blue because blue light is bouncing among air molecules between you and the mountain. Well, far more UV is doing the same thing. So half the UV reaching you comes not straight from the sun, but from the sky itself, from its invisible UV brightness. That's why sitting in the shade is inadequate protection against sunburn if you're exposed to a big swath of sky, or snow, or other reflectors. Water generally absorbs UV when it's calm, but reflects it to your skin whenever it's rough or ripply. Thus, a lakeside or riverside picnic is far safer on a calm day than it is on a breezy one. But don't worry about sand. It reflects just 12% of UV when dry, and an insignificant 5% when it's wet. Likewise, vegetation like grass absorbs nearly all UV and reflects almost nothing. So your surroundings strongly influence your likelihood of burning. For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.